Wow. Those intros were crazy. Lots and lots of people from all over the country and different parts of the world on the call tonight. We're excited to have you. Welcome to the DannyJohnson.com Monday night conference call that we do each and every week here at this 7 o'clock California hour. And we're excited to be here with you guys. I always look forward to talking to you, and we look forward to hearing your success stories. It is amazing how we get flooded every single day with testimonials of people utilizing either our CDs from North Carolina, our script book that we've just released, people's closing ratios enhanced dramatically. I mean, this is exciting that we get to be a part of a group of people, a team of people who are hungry, who are eager, who are willing to step out and do what most people are not willing to do, and that is step out and succeed. Because I believe success is by design. It's not by accident. It's not by luck. It's by design. It is because you step forward to do it. You do what it takes to make it happen, obviously within high moral standards, and you stay focused and you don't give up no matter what. You just don't give up. You just keep on keeping on. And so for those of you that are brand new, I know there's a lot of brand new people on the call, first time ever invited on this. In fact, some of you are already thinking, why am I even on this call? This is kind of stupid. Well, this is what you're on the call for. The person invited you has either been blessed in one way, shape, or form as a direct result of being plugged into these calls. And then there's all those other people, you know, that are doing it purely for money, which is fine. They're in business. They want to turn a profit, and these calls have been very profitable for them. This is a free service that we give people. It's a service. It's a nice shot in the arm on a weekly basis. It's direction. It's guidance. It's clarity. Whatever it is that you need on a weekly basis to keep you going, moving towards your goals on purpose, not by accident, but on purpose moving forward, that's why people get people on these calls. And then there's some of you that are going to listen to this call and go, man, she's just like full of hype. I don't know what you think I'm hyping you about because I'm not selling you nothing. I am not selling any particular product or service other than the DannyJohnson.com service, which is free. Our website, our membership is free. And yes, there are CDs and things on there to help guide your business, to help it grow and explode, but we're not selling like, you know, a product like a nutritional supplement or, you know, a business opportunity. That's what we're not selling. We do not have a business opportunity on this call. This call is for all of you that are entrepreneurs who are wanting to break out into becoming a successful entrepreneur and achieving the things that you set forth to achieve, why you got started in a home-based business or whatever kind of business that you're in. And that's what I'm here to do, is to help coach you on a weekly basis to be able to make those things happen. Well, guys, it's the end of the month. We have 5 days left in the end of the month. And for many of you who are working a home-based business, you've got quotas to reach by Sunday or Saturday or whatever it is the 31st is. And it's important that whatever it is that you set forth to do on July 1st, that you get it done by July 31st, that you don't give up, that you don't change it, that you don't give in, but that you actually stay focused and you make it happen. And I don't care if you've had the 26 dry days. Anything can happen in the last 5 days of the month. Absolutely anything is possible. In fact, anything is possible when you get off the phone with me, to just have a change of mind and say, that's it, I'm not giving up, I'm going for it. And you give it your absolute best shot. You don't try, you give it your best shot to make it happen. Whatever it is that you said you were going to do in the beginning of the month, that you actually get it done. And that's what's important. And hopefully tonight, I'll be able to somehow nudge you in some way by the grace of God and with his help, nudge you along. When I first got started in this business, I had no confidence. I grew up in an abusive home with a father that was very abusive and a complete drug addict. And I had no dreams, no goals, no vision, no nothing, no desire, nothing. My biggest dream and goal in life was to get married and have 3 kids. And I'm not saying that that's not a big dream for some of you. That's a huge dream. For me, that was just something I was hoping for, to have a functional marriage. And thank God he put me in this industry, because as a direct result of getting started in this industry, met my husband. I have 5 children today. Their ages are 17 to 5. Produced those 5 children while building my network marketing career, while building actually several companies at the same time, producing 5 children, either pregnant or nursing, my entire career in the business. And so after 6 months of absolute failure, I mean absolute failure, could not get a customer, couldn't get a rep in my business, couldn't get anyone to even want to look at it. After 6 months of that, decided, and I don't know if you've ever been in this point in your life, but if something isn't going right, in fact, let me ask you, is there something in your life that's not going right? Is there anything in your life that's just not going right? I'm sure every person on this phone, if you're honest with me, will say, yes, there's plenty. Well, what is it? And how long do you want to deal with the stress of it not going right before you figure out how to solve it, before you figure out how to make it better, before you troubleshoot it and say, okay, enough is enough? Let's say that your marriage is, like, difficult, hard, whatever. Well, then you've got to sit down and obviously pray and ask God for help and figure out, what can I do to fix this issue that is going on in my life? Because if you've got a bad marriage, it will drain your business. There's no question. If you've got an issue with your kids, a teenager, whatever, with guidance, instead of it continuing to fester, instead of it continuing to go on and you trying to ignore it, things don't go away like that. You figure out, how do I troubleshoot it and fix it? Well, same with your business. Let's say the area that you need help with is adding, you know, finding good employees or finding good representatives, whatever it is. And let's say that you're falling short in that area. Instead of continuing to fall short in that area, you need to find out how to solve the problem by getting outside help. You always have to get outside help, outside influences. Two heads are better than one. Well, after 6 months of failing in my business, I knew I was doing something wrong, and I also knew the people that were training me didn't know what they were doing because they had no results. So I ran into somebody who I literally begged, I groveled, please teach me how to crawl, walk, and run. Please, I'm now 20 years old, I have 6 months of failure, and I'm $25,000 in debt. And he agreed to do that, and he gave me 4 guidelines that I don't have time to go into tonight. If you want to know what they are, go to my website and register as a free member. There will be an archive of conference calls. It's a free conference call vault. There's 40 hours plus of free training in there. The 4 guidelines changed my life forever. But one of the things that he told me is that I needed to go to a training seminar, and if I didn't, he would not work with me. If I violated any of the 4 things, and one of the 4 was to invest in myself and go to a training seminar. If I wasn't willing to make that kind of commitment for my business, I was not qualified to work with him. That's what he said. If you don't do what I tell you to do, you're not qualified to work with me. I will work with only those people who really want to make it, and they will carry their half of the agreement. And so I had to. I had to come up with $1,500 to go to that very first training seminar. I'm 20 years old. I have no money. And it's like within days away, $1,500. And I went. I found a way, and I made it happen. The first 8 days after that training seminar, brought in 25 business builders, made $4,000. The next check was $11,000. The following check, $15,000. The next check, $20,000. How? Because I figured it out. I got it. It made sense. All I did was follow that mentor around the country and put people in front of that training. Because I figured that if my people learned as fast as I did, if the new reps that I got started learned as fast as I did, then my income would soar, and obviously, the proof is in the pudding, it did. Then decided as a young female, I had turned 21, the month I had made over $20,000, decided to go and get married and had a dream fairy tale. I eloped, had a dream fairy tale of a honeymoon for months. It was a dream. I mean, this was somebody that in a million years would never ask me out, and here we eloped on a whim. And I was just, I felt so special, so awesome, so honored. Until December 1st, when I found out that he drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. He was in Japan with another woman. And my money drained everything. Could you imagine? I gained 25 pounds in 3 weeks. So I was 50 pounds overweight total. $2.03 to my name. In absolute devastation. Horror, fear, lost Griselda, Mary, and the man. Lost everything. From the top of the mountain, number one international producer to absolute poverty. Actually, less than poverty, major debt. And I wound up homeless. December 1st is when I did this. December 13th, I was evicted from where I was living. And from the 13th to January 5th, I was totally homeless, completely homeless. Until a day came, and I'm going to ask you, to make that same day, today, your day, where you rise up and you say, that's it, enough is enough. I've had it. I cannot do this anymore. I became sick of myself, sick and tired of myself. I was sick of me. And I remember just saying, that's it. This is it. I'm sick and tired of who I am. I must change. Sick and tired of your surroundings? Are you sick and tired of your surroundings? Are you sick of stress? Are you sick of pressure? Are you sick of debt? Are you sick and tired of having no life? Are you sick and tired of having no fire, no fight, no dreams? You know, when we start out when we're much younger, we start out with a whole plate of dreams, tons of them. And we think we can accomplish all of them. And then we get out there, and 98% of the population gets out there with those big dreams, and they hit a few bumps in the road, and guess what? They're depressed for months. Depressed for months. They give up. They just say, forget it already. It's not worth it. And so then they settle in for what 98% of the population gets. Debt. A house too small, cars that are broken down, and a life filled of disappointments. Well, listen, people who succeed in things also have disappointments, but at least it's worth it. At least it's worth it, because the price they paid for the disappointment was at least worth it. You're going to have disappointments no matter which side of the fence you're going to be on, 98 or 2%. You will have disappointments on either side. Don't you want the disappointments to be worth it? Don't you want to at least come out ahead of the disappointments? Instead of winding up in a rut with the disappointments. So this is where I was. I had no fire. I had no fight. I had no dreams. No desire. No desire. I lost desire. No passion. When was the last time you felt passion for something? When was the last time that something was stirring in you so much that you couldn't sleep? That's where I was. I had a give up mentality. And I woke up one day and just said, that's it. I'm so sick of who I am. I am not going to be this person tomorrow. I'm not going to be this person a year from now. I was sick of my finances. No money, $2.03, $35,000 debt. That wasn't even mine. Well, guess what? I moaned and groaned about it for 3.5 weeks. From the 1st to the 25th, man, I complained. Complained. And then woke up and said, that's it. I'm done. I have to fix this. Have you woken up and said that to yourself yet? That's it, I have to fix this. I'm done. Well, I hope so. And I hope that today, because today could be that day. I don't care what business opportunity you're in. I don't care what job you're in. There has to come a point where you say, that's it. I'm sick of me. I'm sick of my job. I'm sick of the problems with my job. I'm sick of my business. I'm tired of or isn't happening with that. I'm tired of whining. I'm tired of no confidence. I'm tired of being depressed. I'm sick and tired of being oppressed. Whatever it is, you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And you step up. Instead of worrying about it, you make a change about it. It's the same when I had to lose my weight. I've been overweight, 50 pounds overweight 4 times in my life, from 18 to 22, and that's not during a pregnancy. It was after 2 pregnancies. And 50 pounds overweight happened. You know, how did I have to lose that? I came to the day where it was like, that's it. Finish. Done. Goodbye. And you make a dramatic change. You figure out what it's going to take to succeed at it. Well, that's where I was, being homeless, then started a business, and within 12 months made $250,000. Within 2 years made $1 million, made my first million by the time I was 23 years of age. After being totally, completely, 100% homeless. Went on to make millions beyond that, following that. How? Because you wake up one day and you say, enough is enough. So, I don't care where you are in your life, you can make a dramatic change, you can make a dramatic difference in your life and the lives around you, but you can't continue going on ignoring it and pretending like it doesn't matter, or that it will change on its own. Nothing changes on its own. If you want things to change, you truly have to step up and make the change yourself. If you want your husband to change, you truly have to step up and make the change yourself. Your kids to change, you have to make the change. You have to figure it out. You have to find it out. You got to get knowledge and work it out. So, and on this journey of success, you know, which everybody talks about, the journey to success, isn't it interesting that everybody is for you when you're flying high? Everybody is for you when things are going great, and it's always easy when you're excited. Well, when you're not excited, when things aren't going your way, then, you know, there's always opposition. How are you going to learn how to work through opposition? Because that's what life is all about. I mean, we are ignorant young people if we think for a moment that everything's supposed to be great. That was the biggest challenge I had to work through, by the way. I'd be so blown away when something wouldn't go my way. When I had a disaster happen, like I was embezzled by a bunch of friends for millions of dollars. People that I worked with, people that I helped, people that I made tons of money for. And they left. And guess what? Had to get over it. How quickly are you going to be able to deal with those days when you make, you know, 100 dials and you get a hold of nobody? Are you going to allow that to affect your attitude for the next 3 days? It can't. It cannot. The sooner that you let the passing of time be shorter with disappointment, the quicker you are to earning that income that you set forth to earn. The quicker you are to the lifestyle that you say that you deserve. Because the bottom line is there is always a valley. Always. There's always going to be opposition. There's always a valley. Otherwise, there would be no mountaintop. That's the way it's designed to be. There's supposed to be highs and there's supposed to be lows. How we deal with the lows determines how fast we get back up on the high. So some of us need to work, you know, in that area. Because the bottom line in any business is that the strong will rise, the weak will fall. And the ones that think they're strong often aren't. It's the ones who thought that they were weak usually wind up strong. We often judge the outside, and it's the inside that counts. That's the bottom line. It's the inside that counts. And if we allow ourselves to just step up and say, okay, all right, this is a disappointment. I talked to 100 people today, and I got 99 no's. Great. Well, that can either put you in a pit of disappointment, pit of despair, pit of worry, pit of doubt, or you could say, I got one. Awesome. I know what my numbers are. 99 to 1. And you'll get another one next day. And you'll get another one the next day. It totally is dependent upon you and how you want to look at it. If you want to be a winner and a champion, you obviously have to look at it the other way. It's almost like you have to build an immunity against that pit of despair, the pit of pity, the pit of stress. You literally do. You have to just, see ya, I'm not going there. Okay, now, if you are in a business where, actually any business, I don't care what business it is, and I'm just going to be throwing out all kinds of nuggets today. I'm going to be going through some of my notes where I'm just throwing stuff at you, and you can utilize it however which way that you want to. But in any business that you're in, I don't care what kind of business it is, where you're working in that business, you're working a network marketing opportunity, you have a job or whatever, but if you help people gain value, if you help people feel important, you help if you appreciate people for what they're doing, you're going to get more out of them. Same with your kids. Same with your spouse. If you appreciate them for what they're doing right, they will step up to do more right. But if they're constantly being condemned and put down, I can guarantee you they're not going to be apt to try again. That's the bottom line. So here we are, the end of the month. You've got goals that you set forward at the beginning of July. And see, some of you are working for bonus boards. Some of you are working on quotas. Some of you won't get paid if you don't reach the quota. And that's okay. Some of you just set some goals, some arbitrary goals that you had come up with. Well, the bottom line is if you did not start the month of July with a goal, then you must set the goal for July right now. And there's so many times where I've made a whole month's worth of goals happen all in 3 days. So it's not a problem if you're like, oh, well, I'll start setting goals in August. Don't you dare. Because nothing happens without a reason. You must have a reason for why you set forth in the month of July to accomplish whatever it is. And it first starts with a plan. And it first starts with a goal. Then you've got a plan. Then you've got knowledge. That's what these Monday night calls are all about. Calls that you have with your company. You've got knowledge. Absorb yourself in that knowledge. If you're brand new into a home-based business, you better absorb yourself. I mean, you need to make it a part of you. The very same way you did, let's say, when you were in school studying a subject. You had to study it, dissect it, learn it, memorize it. That's exactly what you need to do with your opportunity. You want to learn it. If you're building any kind of a direct sales or home-based business type of a opportunity, you need to get all the knowledge you can on how to be able to professionally execute your business. How can you do it like a pro? How can you prospect like a pro? How can you close like a pro? How can you present like a pro? How can you build a customer base like a pro? How can you motivate and train a sales force like a professional? That all is knowledge. So again, goal, plan, knowledge. Then you have to take action, which is number four. You have to take action. You can't say you're going to do it. You have to actually do it. And this is what you have to know when you take action. You will have detours. You will have stumbling blocks. You will have disappointments. You will have disadvantages. And you will have a handicap in certain areas. That's all part of it. Come on, the Olympics are beginning. Here's the deal. You know, Lance Armstrong, phenomenal story. Guy's fighting cancer and wins the Tour de France. This is the fourth time, I guess, that he's done this. Amazing overcomer. That's the part of your life you want to master, is being an overcomer. The type of person that says, I don't care what comes in my way, I'm going to overcome it, and it's not going to distract me from my goal. I mean, he's a prime example. They thought he had the flu or something. No, he was fighting cancer while he won Tour de France. Isn't that awesome? Why? He took out, he had a goal to win. The plan was to train. He has cancer, so then he began to find out whatever he could to get himself healed, but that did not stop him from taking action. He didn't stop taking action while he was receiving the knowledge, and neither should you. There will be things thrown in your way. There's no doubt about that. There will be drama in your family, no doubt about it. There will be drama with people in your life. There's no doubt about that. Let's say you're plugging away, you're building your business, you're almost achieving your goals, and some drama thing happens with your kids, or some drama thing happens with your friends, or some drama thing happens with your business, you know, with your distributors. Guess what? So what? Next. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at. Yeah, I learned that in 15 years of basketball. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at. I had this coach, this is even after I graduated from high school, I had this coach that I hired. So it said that to me, whatever you focus on is what you get good at. And he had me focusing on a certain area of my game, and I'm telling you, I got phenomenal at that area of the game. To shoot without looking. Phenomenal. And I'm telling you, I was 9 out of 10 times on that shot. Why? Because what you focus on is what you get good at. So will drama come? Yes. Some of you are drama queens, man, and drama kings. Three people told me no. Hello! Guess what? There's going to be 300 more that are going to tell you no. There's thousands that told me no. To be honest with you, when somebody says that and they give me some lame excuse as to why they're not going to do my business, guess what my response is? They're not qualified. I rejected them. They didn't reject me. They didn't have the eyes to see. They didn't have the ability to have the ears to hear. Here, you know, Sally Joe from Texas, praying Baptist is saying, God, please send us a financial breakthrough. Oh, Lord, send us a financial breakthrough. And then here comes a business opportunity. Oh, no, that's not for us. Oh, my gosh. Hello, blind and deaf. Somebody that's in debt, majorly in debt, going, oh, gosh. And their job is at stake. You know, there's layoffs going on. And they're just crying out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And here you are. They answered an ad on the internet. You purchase a lead from a lead generation company, like Cutting Edge Media, for example. You purchase a lead, and then boom, you call them, and then that same lady that was stressing and worrying about debt and losing her job, you present the evidence, she's like, what do you want? What are you selling? It's not for me. Hello? That person is absolutely lynching them own selves. And what happens? You're taking action, building your business. It's July, and you're going, okay, I've got to hit this goal. I've got to make this happen. And what do? We let that person get us down. That cracks me up. Oh, here's another one. Okay, here's Bob. Okay, Bob's in debt up to his ears. His life mission is a Lazy Boy chair, a six-pack Bud, and three different types of Cheetos. That's his life mission. You call him, he was playing some game on the internet one night and responded to a banner ad, and boom, you get the phone number, and he's like, yeah, you know, I need to do that. And you call him, and guess what he says? No, it's not for me, I don't have the money, it's too expensive, I'm not interested. Not interested, not interested, not interested. And what do we do? What do we do? Could you just get the picture here? He's in his plaid boxer shorts. He's a permanent fixture in the living room. Hello? The chair is worn. And greasy from his head. It's worn in the butt. And greasy on the top. And we let that guy get us down. That cracks me up. That guy used to get me down. Until I pictured every Bob and Sue the same way. I went, they're lost. They're absolute lost. thank you, God, that you gave me the eyes to see, that you gave me a chance to step out of mediocrity and to step into success, which is what you called me to be. So, yes, takes a goal, plan, knowledge. At the time of getting knowledge, you take action. Will there be obstacles? Yes. Will there be drama? Yes. Will there be detours? Yes. But that doesn't stop you from taking action each and every day. And then number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is persist. Persist. Resist the temptation to fall into the drama. Resist the temptation of falling in the pit of self-pity. Resist the temptation of feeling rejected. Resist it with all that you've got. You must resist it with all that you've got. You cannot let it overcome you. You must overcome it. And guess what? It's just a stupid, silly emotion anyway. That's all it is. It's a stupid emotion. It's a pathetic feeling. That's all it is. Weak. That's all it is. People, we cannot allow our emotions to rule our life. We have to direct our thoughts. Listen, you eat 3 meals a day, then you better make sure that you're feeding your mind at least 30 to 60 minutes a day. You take care of your body by eating 3 meals a day, some of you more, some of you less. You nourish your body. Are you nourishing your mind? Because your mind is, honestly, it all boils down to that. Will you agree with your adversary? Will you agree with the mediocrity that's in our country? Or will you agree with your God who created you for greatness? Will you agree with your maker who created you in his image?
The number of participants in the conference has been increased.
Who says, you can. Bring your plans before me and I will help them to succeed. So either you're going to agree with the devourer of your soul or you will agree with the one that loves your soul. Choice is yours completely. So you must resist. This is number 5. You must resist the temptation of drama. You must resist the temptation of distractions. You must resist the sidetracks. Absolutely. You must resist the emotion of being mad at your spouse, mad at your kids, mad at your bad day, kicking the dog. You must resist and therefore persist and overcome and keep going towards the goal. Work your plan. Continue to learn. Take action and persist and resist. You must. The bottom line is it's not the circumstances in our life that determine where we're going to succeed. It's how we deal with them. So in your business, you must become the one that others are willing to watch. You must become the one who's standing on the top of the mountain saying, come on, I got out of the pit. You're coming along with me. Or I'm moving up. You coming with me? Let's go. That's what it needs to be. That's what it absolutely needs to be. You need to learn how to unlock what is inside of you. Some of you don't even know what that is. Some of you don't even know what's inside of you. And some of you are sitting there saying, you know what, Danny, all this motivation stuff is just stupid. You know what? I totally agree. I don't believe in motivation. I believe in inspiration. I believe that motivation lasts a little while. Same with the bath. But motivation doesn't last very long, Danny. You're right. Neither does a bath. But I strongly suggest that you take one every day. See what motivation. If you're not doing something to pour into your motivation, pour into your desire, pour into your passion, pour into your dreams, I can guarantee you, you're getting dirty and stinky. Yes, you are. That's the way it works. So what is inside you? Well, one, what is your desires? Go on another topic. What's your desires? That's where everything starts. That's where absolutely everything starts. I don't care what your skill level is. I don't care how smart you are. If you have no desire, you'll go nowhere. Desire is what gets you out of bed. Desire is what wakes up your soul. Desire is what expands your mind to think, oh gosh, can I do that? I'm going to give it my best shot. And then you get to the point where you're like, I'm doing it. What is the desire that's within you? What are they? Some of you for so long have been taught to suppress those desires, have been taught to absolutely give them up. In fact, some of you have poured water on that fire of desire. You poured water on the fire of desire. And you're wondering why you're not happy, wondering why you're battling depression, wondering why you're battling discouragement and disappointment. if the desire is strong enough, and you must fan the fire of desire, you have to do that. That's what happened to me all of a sudden one day. On the 25th of December, I took one look at those people and I said, no, I will not wind up like them. I was sitting with a bunch of druggies and alcoholics who would go nowhere real fast. Total picture of an epitome of mediocrity. No desire, no dreams, no goals, no nothing. Life, existence. And I looked at them and said, no. And desire fanned inside of me. And I said, that's it. You know better than this. You can do it. Look at them. All you have to do is go in the opposite direction of them. That's it. How difficult is that? So desire, what is yours? And if you've been suppressing it for so long, if you've fanned it out, you poured water on it, you try not to think about it. You've made sure that you've just dumbed your soul with the television. You know, the average American watches 7 hours a day of television. Oh, my gosh. There's no small wonder that desire is totally not here in this country today. No small wonder. Well, the biggest amount of desire the average male has is baseball stats or basketball stats. And the biggest desire a woman has in our country is gossip. Or the latest tabloids, or the latest clothing that somebody's wearing. How sad is that? The desire that our country was founded on was huge. It was amazing. The desire that exists today is just existence. So if you are one of those people that you don't even know what the desire is, or the desire is so weak that it doesn't even stand a day of working your business, listen to me. That is detrimental to your future. It's detrimental to your health. Let me tell you about desire. Desire works like this. Two people who have cancer. One who gave up already. And the other who has a strong desire to live. The one who gave up already is the one just totally, oh, well, the doctor says I have 3 weeks. No fight for life. No fight for desire. No desire to live. That person is just believing what the reports are. Why? Because there's no desire. There's no desire to live. There's no desire to dream. There's no desire to see the people that they love any longer. They give up. And there's those who have cancer like Lance Armstrong, who have a desire not only to live, not only to see their family, but a desire to win, to overcome, to beat all odds. That's all about desire. If you do not have desire, you are on a bad path today. You are in a bad path today. You will not survive in your business, and you will not survive the tests that life throws at you. If you lack desire, I better see you at First Step to Success in L.A. Your future depends on it. Your children depend on it. Your life depends on it. If you are lacking desire, you need to be at First Step September 11th and 12th in Los Angeles. No excuses. This is for your life, because you will not live without desire. You will wind up in absolute mediocrity, dumbed through life with no feeling, no concept of what it's like to live life. You must have it. You cannot survive without it. This is a gift that God gave all of us, and our society has done everything it can to numb it. If you've got numbed desire, I must see you in L.A. at First Steps. I must see you there. Get your butt registered now. It's $197. Give me a break. You got to go. We're telling our children to be ambitious, to dream big. You tell your kids you can do it. Anything you set your mind to, you can do it. But you see, our children reproduce what we are. You know, I'm reading this little booklet on Ronald Reagan. An absolute success story in his own right. But he had a question come at him, and there were people complaining back in the 60s saying that, you know, these kids are just rebellious, and they're rebelling against the values that we were taught to us and that we're trying to teach to them. And his answer was, really, I don't think they're rebelling to those values. I believe they're rebelling against the fact that we don't live up to those standards and values. That's the truth. Our children do what we do. They don't do what we say. They do what we do. So if you want them to be ambitious, then you need to step up. Step out of the box. Step out of the numb hole. Man, I get emotional just thinking about it. Every day I see people with no desire, no dreams, no focus. I don't care about ability. Ability is learned. Skill is learned. But desire is a gift, and if you don't use it, you lose it. When was the last time you had a burning desire inside of you to go out and do things extraordinarily? To overcome your fears. To overcome what your family had done. We were all born with it. If you are in the category of none, make a commitment now. Go to my site right now, www.dannyjohnson.com, D-A-N-I, johnson.com. I know there's a lot of you that I'm talking to. Some of you feel like you're the only one on the call because if you allowed yourself to be numb. Because you know what? You got started in business, and when you started, was whether it was today, last week, last year, 10 years ago, and you said, that's it, I'm done. I want to be in control of my financial future. And that desire only lasted as long as the 10 people told you no. That's a weak desire. That's when we have to step it up and fan the fire of desire so that we can go out and overcome. So we can show our kids how to overcome. So that when they hit a stumbling block, who do they come to? They come to you and say, Mom or Dad, I had this happen. I don't know what to do. And you guide them how to overcome. How? Because you've overcome yourself. That's how. You need to have a family of champions and winners, not a family of quitters and losers. We live in the most phenomenal country in the world, in this, the most amazing country. Yeah, there's things wrong with it. Hello? There's things wrong with my body. There's things wrong with my brain. Who cares? There's things wrong with my house. But we live, I mean, above all else, we live in the most phenomenal country in the world. We live in a country so big with opportunity, and yet we have such small dreams and expectations and standards. Step them up. What if you could achieve what you set out to achieve? It all boils down again to our desire. If you want to do something with your kids or for your kids, have a life that they would be proud of. If you want to do something for your kids, have be a parent that they would be proud of, where they watch you overcome things, where they watch you succeed at something. They watch you walk with that feeling of, yes, I'm doing it. I'm making it happen instead of walking in defeat. Here's number two. You need to develop a fighting spirit to overcome your handicap. Everyone has a handicap. You must stretch yourself. We must stretch ourselves. We must leave a mark. Every one of us has a handicap. My handicap in the beginning was that I could not get anyone to listen to me. And that my handicap in the beginning was I could not get anyone to take a look at my opportunity, couldn't get anyone to sign up at my opportunity, couldn't get anyone to even try my products. Couldn't even give them away. That was my handicap in the beginning. You need to develop a fighting spirit to overcome that handicap. We all have one. We all have one. I have several. You have several. But that doesn't mean you don't try. And if that's where you're at, if you have lost the fighting spirit that was in you as a child, if you have lost that fighting spirit to overcome that handicap that you have, you must meet me in September. You must be there. Don't wait and say, I'll wait to the next one. That's stupid. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to get hate mail on that one. It's stupid. Why? Because you'll forget about it. The sea of numbness, the sea of weakness will devour you. It will absolutely devour you if you don't step up now and make a change and make a commitment and get sick and tired of where you're at. You have to step up. Number three. You must strive to improve. Make today better than yesterday. Somehow make today better than yesterday. Write that on your fridge. Some of you guys have so many notes on your fridge that I told you to put there. People will actually be wondering what's all over your fridge. Actually, they may get inspired to do something about it. You need to strive to improve. Make today better than yesterday. Oh, my gosh. Look at our nation. Our nation. It scares me to think about the leadership that we're under. The leadership meaning our families, the men and women leading families, that leadership, that's where it all counts. The politicians are stupid. Politics is stupid. It's all a big, fat, disgusting joke. It's nothing but a popularity contest and who can feed somebody else a bunch of baloney. It's sick and disgusting to me. But the real, true leaders are the mom and dads who are in the homes or the single mom and dads who are in the homes. Those are the true leaders. the true leaders of sales organizations, the true leaders of businesses, because that's what's gonna leave a mark for the next generation to pick up and go. The pastors in our churches, the community leaders. It all boils down to mom and dad. And are we striving to improve on a daily basis to make today better than yesterday and teaching our kids how to do the same thing? Just a little bit, each day of improvement. In some area, maybe it's your eating habits. Today I'm going to improve, I'm not eating sugar. Maybe it's with, self-condemnation. Today I will not speak negatively about myself. Maybe it's condemnation to others. Today I will not speak negatively to other people. I need to improve in the area of gossip. Let's say that's your goal. Then today I will not gossip. Whatever it is, strive to improve. Make today better than yesterday. Just a little bit better each day. There's somebody out there that needs somebody. There's some of you on the phone right now who just this one little thing. Tonight, before you go to bed, do one thing a little bit better. You want to build on your confidence? So many people email me all the time, Danny, how do I get confidence? Number one, it starts with desire. Number two, it starts with a fighting spirit, striving to improve, to want to just make one thing better. If you want to build confidence, start tonight by improving one thing. Let's say you're a disorganized mess. Then you say, you know what, tonight I'm going to improve this one thing. I'm going to file one paper. You will build your confidence. Confidence is like a bank account. You have to make deposits into that bank account. That's how confidence works. It's one step at a time, climbing that ladder, building that bank account balance up. And every time you use your confidence, it pulls money out of that account. So you must constantly, every day, add to that account to making yourself feel better. Some of you who are losing weight, stay away from the stinking scale. It can be so depressing. Whatever is depressing like that, stay away from it like that. Go once a month or once a week. Just know that every day, if I'm doing a little bit better today, then every day you start feeling a little bit better about yourself. Here's number four, faith. You must have faith, first of all, in your God. And faith in the creation that He created you to be, yourself. He didn't make any mistakes. And faith in your family. God knows the way. He reveals it to you. He equips you and opens all the doors to make it happen. It's up to you to walk through those doors. What we're teaching to our kids and to our reps, to our customers, is either we're teaching them faith or doubt. What comes from our mouth is either faith or doubt. In my house, doubt is not allowed. It is not allowed out of my kids' mouth. One of my oldest daughter, who happened to have been raised differently than the last four kids, had a challenge in the beginning of being here. And that challenge was this. She was allowed to speak negatively. She was allowed to speak demeaning of herself. She was allowed to be self-condemning. That ain't allowed here. Doubt is not allowed. Self-condemnation is not allowed. Speaking wicked things over you is not allowed. Have that kind of a standard in your house. You first have to lead by that example. And teach your family to lead right. But when you have faith every single day, during the times when things are falling apart all around you, and you still know it's okay, oh my gosh, that's when you know that you're headed straight for your goals. That's when you know that you're building the bank of desire, that you're building that fight, building the improvement, building your faith. You got to focus on what your kids are doing right. You got to focus on what your spouse is doing right. You got to focus on what your reps are doing right. People work harder for appreciation and approval than they do anything else. You just have to so know that. Come on, I've built sales forces of thousands and thousands of people. In fact, I was just going through a note here that an executive of a company that I had built inside of said that this is the most professional, most dynamic sales organization he'd ever seen in 30 years. What a compliment. Most professional and dynamic sales organization he'd ever seen in 30 years. Another executive, a note that I had just stumbled across, this kind of a sales force that we built, this kind of a sales force that we're building right here. It's crazy. I'd be here forever if I told you all that stuff. What you have to know about your business with people and appreciating people is that money doesn't make people feel appreciated. Diamonds, cars, clothes, none of that stuff makes them feel appreciated. Houses, none of that stuff does. People make people feel appreciated. Your opportunity. And if your company doesn't offer that chance to make people feel appreciated, then you've got to step up and appreciate them yourself. And that takes a personal touch. But today that takes time. You're right. But do you want to build a solid business or do you want to build one on quicksand? You must appreciate your people and recognize them. They work harder for that. People earn enough money in their opportunity or even in their jobs to help themselves as much as they need to. They make as much as they want to. But they stay with you because of the great benefits of the camaraderie, the friendships, the acceptance, the positive environment, and the recognition. That's why they stay. Again, I've built huge sales forces. I will tell you that they make what they want to make inside your opportunity, but they stay because of the friendships. They stay because of the acceptance. They stay because of the pat on the back, the recognition. People long to be appreciated, and they long to be a part of something bigger than themselves. They long to be a part of something great. Do you have a vision that you are selling your sales force, what you're going to do with them, that sales team? I hope you do. If you don't, and you don't understand even that kind of language I'm talking about, Dynasty is coming up in November. That's an advanced training seminar that will take a team. It's about formulating a massive team who are collectively moving together in unity, exploding sales, breaking records together, collectively, moving in motion as a team on a mission. That's what you're building. People already have their jobs. So you got to make this fun and exciting. It's got to be a mission for them. It's got to be extraordinary for them. Because guess what? Some of them are not in it for the money. They're in it because of what they get, the feeling that they get. Or even the opportunity to help others. And they may only help one or two themselves. But being a part of a team that's helping thousands will keep them along and keep them with you. Because they're contributing in some way. You must recognize the way that they're contributing in order for that to happen. And by the way, we need to do the same thing at home. All of us do. We all need to improve in this area, me included. That at home, we need to make sure that we're recognizing our husband and our kids. That if we make a big deal out of our top producer, we make a big deal out of our new rep who just sponsored one or just got their first new customer, then we better be making a big deal out of our kids and our husband when they do something right also. Whatever you celebrate, you'll get more. Whatever you celebrate, we'll be motivated. So I know that all of you are giving this thing your best shot. And I'm proud of you for that. I'm excited that you're a part of these calls every Monday night. I hope that you might have gleaned one or two things out of tonight. I hope that you might have gleaned the fact that all of us have a handicap. There will be disappointment. There will be discouragement. But it's about us overcoming it and showing our kids how to overcome. Because the bottom line is that you can do anything that you allow yourself to do. You can do anything you allow yourself to do. And a pit of despair is nothing but a pile of worry that brings us nowhere. It's empty. It gets nothing done. So if you step up and you get the hard part out of the way, which is your mind, if you step up and get the hard part out of the way, which means that you're going to be pouring into yourself, 3 meals a day, add feed to your brain. And you'll be amazed what will happen to you. You'll be amazed what happens to your business, how you will be able to step up and that you'll get out there and you'll find hot people. You'll find people that are on fire. You'll find people who are focused. Go get the ones who want to build. Go get the ones who have a picture and desire, who say, I got to make this happen. Because whatever you focus on is what you get good at. Your language changes when you're focused on finding those great people instead of trying to convince people who don't see it to see it. That's the bottom line. Anyway, for those of you who need help in the area of desire with the goal and the plan and the knowledge and the taking action and persistence, developing that fighting spirit, improving on a daily basis, and walking by faith and not by sight, I know I'll see you in September. Don't wait. That's a big mistake. It's huge. And you will say that. It was a huge mistake that I waited, if you wait. So anyway, other than that, guys, we are here almost at the top of the hour. I want to see if there's any way at all that I can open up the lines for any questions or comments that you guys would like to make. and then I'll go ahead and wrap up the call. As you can see, I'm very passionate about these topics because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I would still be homeless, I'd still be whining, I'd still be in debt, I would still be fat, I'd still be broke if I didn't step up and overcome, if I didn't have that desire stirred in me, if I didn't focus on one thing to get good at. And I'm passionate about that because all the other stuff doesn't matter. You can do it too. There's no question. So let's open up the lines. If you have any questions or comments, I'll go ahead and take those now. Hold on. Okay. Okay, we are live.
Hi, this is Gina.
Hey, Gina, go for it.
I just wanted to let you know this is my second conference call in 5 minutes. And I also know that I should be having a success in North Carolina, the Cindy's program. And I can't wait to listen to it.
Too noisy.
Gina, it is too noisy. I want to hear what she has to say. And I know is working with the operators to kill that static on the line. Listen, if you guys are not going to make it, if you guys can press *6, I've got the call muted out again. Gina, you have a beautiful thing to say. I don't want to hear it. Okay, so what I need you guys to do, if you're not going to speak up and ask a question or make a comment, if you can press *6, that will mute out your lines and it will cut back on some of the background noise. And then those of you that want to step out, make sure you're in a nice, quiet place. You're not on a cell phone. There's not a bunch of background noise, kids screaming, dog barking, toilet flush, and things like that. Okay, so hold on. Let's try this one more time. And Gina, I want you to speak out again, but hold on.
While in a conference,
are you there?
Love, press 3. For this help message, press...
Oh, God. Maybe didn't stop. Okay, Gina, are you, never mind.
I'm still here.
You are still there, and yep. We have the fax machine. Danny, where is it? Okay, Gina, go for it.
Okay, I'm still here. Okay, I want to say that Gina's from Lynn, Massachusetts, and I want to say this is my second conference call. I wanted to speak last week, but I didn't get the opportunity to, but I want to let you know that I just received my first step to success.
I can't wait to listen to you in
September as well.
Good. I can't wait to make sure that you come up to me in L.A. And meet me and tell me that you're Gina from Massachusetts so that I can see your face now that I've heard your voice. That's the only thing I don't like about these calls, that I don't get to see, touch, and feel. I get to hear, but I don't get to see, touch, and feel. Okay, hold on. Let's try this one more time, and hopefully the operator got rid of the fax machine who was trying to fax. How that ever happens, I don't know. Oh, by the way, all of you guys, if you are not getting emails from DannyJohnson.com, if you're not getting emails from us, chances are, and we are right now in the middle of revamping an entire system, the current system that we're on, if one email to your email address bounces, you will not get another email from us. So many of you are members. We have to the tune of thousands of you who are members who are not actively getting emails from us, meaning you are not knowing about conference calls. You are not getting free information given out to you. You're not getting free promotions that you can use to promote to your teams. There's a lot that you're missing out on if you're not being able to get our emails. It's just free training for you and your people is what it is, and you're missing out on all that stuff. If you have not got an email, let's say even today, if you didn't get an email from us, what you need to do is that you need to send us your current email address. Some people, when they signed up as a member, they put in some bogus email address. Well, that was a big mistake if that's what you do when you sign up with DannyJohnson.com because you missed out on thousands of dollars of free training for you and your team. So that was a mistake. And if that's what you did, that's okay. You want to absolutely double-check your email address with us to make sure that it's current and to make sure that you're getting all your freebies that we constantly set out on a weekly basis. So, and also, if you have any questions concerning that stuff and you'd rather talk to a live person, you can reach our office at area code 209-463-5210. You can go ahead and call that number. Mr. John Poletti will be available to help you in any way that you can at all. Okay, so there's that. Let me open up the lines one more time.
Hi, Danny. This is Christina from New York.
Who is that from New York? Christina? Christina, what can I do for you?
I will see you in Las Vegas next couple of weeks.
Las Vegas?
Yes.
I will not be in Las Vegas in a couple weeks.
No?
No.
I heard you will be there for my cutting edge, no?
No, I am not in Las Vegas. I don't know why. They've had a couple challenges on their promotions. There's been people showing up all over the country thinking I was going to be there, and I'm not scheduled for Las Vegas.
Oh, sorry.
While in a conference, yeah. To exit, press 3.
I am
for this help message,
Christina,
press 4. To mute or unmute your phone, press 6.
I am scheduled, Christina, for Salt Lake City, Utah. Cutting Edge Media does an open house event there. I will be in Salt Lake City, Utah on the 7th of August is when I'll be there. So hopefully that helps you, unless you're in Las Vegas and not really is lame. But Salt Lake City, Utah is not that far from me. In fact, the last time I was in Vegas doing an event for them, there was a whole truckload of people who drove from Salt Lake City, Utah. So anyway, okay. And so, Christina, I hope I get to see you again soon. I'll be in L.A., which is not far from you, in September. Which is a full two-day event, not just a three-hour thing. Okay, hold on.
Hello, Danny.
Yes.
This is Robert from California.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Great. I just wanted to mention to everybody on this call, if at all possible, since I've went to your First Step to Success and I have your North Carolina CD, that if anybody should and get your North Carolina CDs and go to your First Step to Success, because I'm waiting to go to Dynasty in November.
Yes. Dynasty's going to be awesome. We're excited about that.
And my...
Let me go ahead and let you guys know about that thing that's coming up. Dynasty is an advanced trading seminar. You must complete First Step to Success before you are able to be qualified to go to Creating a Dynasty. If you can imagine, First Steps is learning a whole new language, and Dynasty is speaking on that language. So Creating a Dynasty, I don't care what level of business that you're in, unless you have graduated from First Steps, you will not be allowed to go to Creating a Dynasty seminar. So as of right now, the last chance to get in at First Steps is September 11th, and Dynasty is November 12th, 13th, and 14th in South San Francisco. It's right next to the airport, nice and economical for everybody. San Francisco is very inexpensive to fly into from all over the entire country. So we encourage you to do that. By the way, for those of you about L.A., I just got word from a Karen Graham that Crustaceans Restaurant, which is by far, bar none, my absolute favorite restaurant in the whole world, and I've eaten at some absolute phenomenal places throughout the world, and I will tell you that Crustaceans by far is the most amazing experience you will ever have in your life. And two people, it's a couple $100 to eat at this place. Whoever brings the most people to the Los Angeles seminar, Hans and myself, my husband and I, will be treating you and your spouse to a dinner at Crustaceans. We'd like to spend the evening with you while we are in Los Angeles. Whoever brings five new people to First Steps, we're going to give one free coaching appointment to that person. Again, so whoever brings five new people to First Step Success, we're going to give you one coaching appointment, which is a one-on-one coaching session over the telephone with me, and that's available for any of you that bring five. We got a free coaching appointment set aside for you. I have many clients that I coach on a weekly basis who are having tremendous results in their business from the one-on-one coaching. And so this is a $200 value. It's a 40-minute coaching session. So if you bring five, we're going to give you that coaching session. And we're working on more, like if you bring 10 and all of that. And if you're interested in that kind of a package, you let me know. Okay, so other than that, guys, it's 8:02. We're over our time to be on this call. I can't wait to see many of you in September. A whole lot of you have been to First Steps already that I'll see at Creating a Dynasty. Plug your people into that LA event if you really want your fall season to explode, and it will. It absolutely will. Those who took me up on it in June, plug their people into Tampa, have had increase in sales. Many of you are on the call right now with loads of people with you because you took my word for it and got people in front of that two-day training seminar and watched what happened to them. They explode. They absolutely get over their excuses. They get over their issues, and they go to work. They're completely equipped to actually go to work. So, anyway, other than that, I'll see you guys next Monday night. Thanks so much for your time, and I hope that tonight was beneficial for you and your business and your family. Talk to you soon, and God bless you. And let me open up the lines, and everybody, if you've already muted out yourself, then we won't be able to hear you. So unmute yourself now, star 6. And I'm going to open up the lines, and everybody say good night, and then say your name. So good night from Danny, and then or say good night and your name. Hold on.
Bye, Claudia.
Are you there?